ready for it to get here. You know, the last couple of days, it just seems like we've been preparing for this game, you know, the last week or so. So we're ready for this thing to get here.
But you mean, I mean, other, you know, just this past week, but you're probably going over this game. I mean, just because it's the first game, but probably played for like months now. It's going over your head and different. I mean, are you over-prepared, ready to, more than prepared for this game?
I wouldn't say over-prepared. We're trying not to get too far ahead of ourselves. I mean, me personally, you know, you're still taking the same steps we've always taken as far as putting the game plan together. So we've tried to treat it like a normal week. Even though it's the first game of the year, you've had more time, you're trying to treat it like a normal week.
What did you learn about calling a game, being the play caller, that after four preseason games that you didn't know 6 or 7 minutes?
Mostly the tempo of how you got to call it, how quick, you know, it has to come out, especially with how fast that Peyton does play and he's ready for the next call and just trying to stay one step ahead. The hardest thing probably to do is have two or three situations in your mind and just be ready for it. When those pop up, you just be able to go right to a call.
How far ahead do you have to be?
You can't get too far ahead. You know, the guys upstairs are, you know, they're giving me the thoughts of, hey, you're looking at 2nd and 10, maybe it's 2nd and 4, 1st and 10. You know, so as far as the play calls, a couple ideas, but don't go too much further than that.
You saw a guy like Kelvis Dumervil here and Broncos. How difficult is it to prepare for him for the Ravens now?
It's interesting just to see him in another uniform. You know, this is my 5th year here, and 4 years he's been here, and just watching him practice and, you know, understanding how good of a player he is, and just to see him with another team, it's weird to watch, you know, because I'm just used to seeing him in our uniform. But, you know, he's a good player, and we'll be ready for him.
How much did you spend between last year's tape?
You know, we have to split it up. You know, you try to see what they did last year against us, against other teams, but, you know, the personnel has changed. A lot of their key players, the guys that kind of were impact players, have changed. And so it's going to be, you know, we're going to have to feel this out and see how this personnel group handles what we're going to do. You know, that's one of the things that we try to do during training camp was work on coming out here and, you know, better tempo coming out of the gate instead of waiting to like that second period of practice to kind of, okay, we're ready to go. So, you know, what Coach Fox did this year by making our guys come out, we stretched and we weren't right into a period. We had no choice but to try to start fast, and that's what we have to try to do once we get into these games.
How do you envision using Julius Thomas in this offense, and what kind of strides has he made specifically as a blocker?
I would say big strides as a blocker, because, you know, we weren't sure going into this year, hey, you know, how far can we take him as far as is he the move tight end? Is he the on-the-ball guy? So his strides there have been, you know, exceptional. The way we're going to use him, it's going to be how are they going to play him. And it's going to be an interesting deal to see if that's a focal point for them, which one of the receivers do they want to take away. So that's going to be our big, you know, sideline adjustment. Who are they playing? How are they going to play each individual player?
Adam, the Ravens, you know, lost Gray and Ed Reed and Ellerby, and the thought is that they're going to be less this year. Is there any part of their defense that you think maybe has improved from what you saw last year?
I haven't seen them play live yet, so it's hard to say. You know, seeing them play since 2009, that group, you felt like when we played them, it seemed like almost every year, and you had a good feel for what their personnel was. I know that they did a great job of putting pieces together and bringing in good players and drafting guys that are going to be impact players. And so it's going to be more of, hey, how are they when we see them live, and how are we going to adjust to what they're going to do against us?
Are they better with Webb back? Does he make that secondary?
He was a good player last year before he got injured. I mean, anytime you can add a good player to an already good secondary, I'm sure they're probably happy about that.
How soon after the whistle is Peyton ready for the next play call? Or am I making an assumption there that it's after the whistle?
I think he might be ready. You know, when he sees what's going on the play, he's probably ready for the next play. You know, I mean, a lot of times the running back may not be down, and he's already moving towards the line of scrimmage, so. It's quick.
Are you going to be an aggressive play caller?
Every game will be different.
Anything else, guys?
We haven't talked to you since Dysart. You kept Dysart. Just your thoughts on Zach.
You know, I thought what Coach Fox said was right on point. You know, he earned it. I mean, he came out here. He practiced well. He stayed in the book. He didn't get a ton of reps. And when he went in the game, he did a good job. He moved the ball. You know, got us in the end zone. You know, I wish it would have finished out better in that fourth preseason game. But he came along, you know, quickly. You know, it's a tough deal when you're getting two reps, you know, a period. You don't have a lot of time. You know, you don't get a lot of chance to develop. So he did a good job with what he had.
What do you want to see from Robinson and King going forward to see them try to work their way up to the 53?
I think the biggest thing it's going to be is just that consistency. You know, for young guys, it's that, you know, they have four plays and maybe they make a mistake on one of them, that's critical. And they have to just get that consistency where it is 4 for 4. And those two guys, we're counting on them to develop, and that's why they're here.
Was that game day roster a factor for them when you were picking, when you guys were picking 53, who was actually going to dress? If you're going to keep a guy at a different position who might play, who actually get his jersey on Sundays?
You know, what we do is it's like, I mean, you guys have heard this so many times. We keep the best 53, and then we're looking for the best practice squad players. And position-wise, I mean, if you're a little light in one, you might get an extra wide receiver or an extra lineman or, you know, defense, same thing, secondary. Just depends how it falls out. But, you know, we were looking to keep the best guys on offense we could. Who's the next guy that could possibly come up for us?
Do